In a surprise development, Seth Williams ended his corruption trial today by pleading guilty. Williams, no longer Philadelphia's district attorney, will await his October sentencing hearing from a federal jail cell in Center City. WHYY's Bobby Allen, who's been in the courtroom covering the case, has more.
Everyone in the courtroom knew something was up. The day's witness wasn't on the stand. The jury hadn't come out. For more than an hour, prosecutors and defense lawyers were conferring and exchanging papers and whispering in huddles. Then the judge walked in. He announced that Seth Williams pleaded guilty to one count of bribery, punishable up to 5 years in prison. 28 other charges would be dismissed, though the two-term DA had to admit to the underlying facts of them. The judge ordered Williams immediately arrested, telling the court, quote, "I am appalled by the evidence I heard. I do not believe him." Neither did federal prosecutor William Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Williams sold his office in exchange for a corrupt stream of benefits. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's a betrayal of the trust that the people placed in him. But today, Mr. Williams was held accountable.
When asked why now, Williams' defense lawyer Thomas Burke said the time just felt right after seeing 7 days of damning and at times embarrassing testimony about Williams.
It's obviously a very sad day for him and his family. He has tendered his resignation in the courtroom as district attorney. That is being forwarded to the mayor's office. This was a very hard decision for a proud man.
The lead prosecutor on the case, U.S. Attorney Bob Zosmer, said the government had offered Williams this very deal weeks before the trial, but he rejected it. Zosmer was notified at 1 a.m. that Williams changed his mind and wanted to take the deal and end his trial.
This is not something that just happened in the last few hours.
He was aware of it,
and he and his counsel had a good deal of time to consider it.
Zosmer says the feds only found out about Williams taking bribes and stealing from his mother and political action committee when looking into something else. Lamborghini-driving Bucks County businessman Muhammad Ali, who was under investigation for money laundering.
It was during that investigation that the Homeland Security official saw contacts with Seth Williams on Mr. Ali's cell phone.
Then the FBI and IRS put real muscle into it, and Williams was indicted on bribery, extortion, and fraud charges. Zosmer said this is not the first time he's won a public corruption case in Philadelphia.
Former Congressman Ed Mezvinsky, the City Hall corruption case involving former City Treasurer Corey Kemp, former State Senator Vincent Fumo.
That said, he says he wishes he didn't have to, especially for the thousands of honest public servants in the city and state.
It's unfortunate that periodically we have to gather like this and address corruption in the city and in the state of Pennsylvania.
Williams' replacement will be chosen by a panel of Philadelphia judges. Whoever is selected will be replaced by the winner of the November general election, where Democrat Larry Krasner and Republican Beth Grossman are on the ballot. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.